USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As President Trump plans to spend his July 3rd at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, a new Rasmussen Reports poll finds that 75% of likely voters do not believe Mount Rushmore should be closed or changed because two of the four presidents were slave owners. As protests are planned over the Independence Day weekend, President Trump has a message for the protesters.
I want to also thank all of law enforcement. The job you've done is incredible. We signed a bill. You play with our monuments or our statues, you go to jail for 10 years. It's amazing how it all stops so fast. We let the local authorities handle it as long as possible, but ultimately we said, let's step in, and we stepped in, and it stopped. 10 years in jail.
The president set to arrive in South Dakota at 6:45 p.m. Mountain Time. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired, and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
China is warning the United States of retaliation over a Hong Kong sanctions bill. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
China says it will be taking all necessary countermeasures if the U.S. moves ahead with a Hong Kong sanctions bill. Yesterday's warning is coming after the U.S. Senate approved the Autonomy Act, sending it to President Trump.
Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia says the country is in a good place following a strong jobs report released on Thursday.
I think we're on a good path, guided by the president, but with people with meaningful input providing that input, too.
The Labor Secretary, speaking there on Fox News, also defended the Coronavirus Task Force, which Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs wants to get rid of.
We do see hot spots that the Vice President has been visiting the last couple of days that the task force is focused on, and there is an ongoing role for the expertise.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Shootings and homicides in Chicago increased sharply in June compared to the same time last year. Police data showing shootings in Chicago increased by 75% in June of 2020 compared to June of 2019, and murders rose in the city by 78%. When asked about the rise in violence, Chicago Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot tells CNN it's all President Trump's fault.
If the president was really interested in helping cities like Chicago, he wouldn't be trying to attack the Affordable Care Act. He wouldn't continue to demonize our immigrant and refugee communities. He wouldn't be demonizing the LGBTQ plus community. He'd be investing in affordable housing. The president has failed to lead. Big talk, little action. In some places in the country, we call that all hat, no cattle. The president has failed to lead. And it's obvious every single day the mountain of evidence of his failed leadership and failed presidency is just accumulating like a rising pile of, and I'll let you fill in the blanks.
The Washington Redskins are saying they will conduct a thorough review of the team's name. The announcement, first reported on ESPN, comes amid renewed calls for the team to change their name, which critics view as being racist and insensitive to Native Americans. The team name has been around since the 1930s. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.